Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's a true crime series that has had real-world impact on the cases profiled. The Starz groundbreaking documentary series Wrong Man, from Oscar-nominated and Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Joe Berlinger, back for season two. Wrong Man examines the cases of three different inmates who are serving life sentences on murder convictions but claim their innocence. Season one had a tangible impact on all three cases that were examined, including a death sentence overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court. Lead investigator is renowned civil rights attorney Ron Kuby. In his first Wrong Man case in 2000, he won the exoneration of two men who had been wrongfully convicted of murder and had each spent 13 years behind bars. Now, since then, he's helped to exonerate numerous others who were innocent of the crimes for which they were convicted, along the way often exposing police corruption and prosecutorial misconduct. Former radio TV host, commentator, seen in the cult classic movie The Big Lebowski, Wrong Man, back for season two on Starz, Sundays 9 Eastern Pacific. Lead investigator Ron Kuby with us on This Week in America. Ron, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you so much, Rick.
You know, this is more than a television program, isn't it? I mentioned season one, the success. You're really having an impact in the criminal justice system.
It's the most rewarding thing about doing this kind of work through film, that I'm able to use, you know, the skills I have as an attorney. I get access to resources that most of my clients don't have.
Yes.
Because let's face it, if you have money, like a television network, you can afford stuff. So I have experts and investigators. I've got a fantastic team with a Detroit homicide detective, a cold case squad guy from the NCIS, a former state's attorney. And we're actually able to thoroughly reinvestigate cases, sometimes from a very, very long time ago. And we look to them to see what happened here, what went wrong, what went right, what could have been done, what should have been done, and what can be done now. Because frequently we now have access to technologies and forensic processes that simply didn't exist when some of these folks were convicted. And as a result of our work last year in season one, one person we profiled, we gathered enough evidence that he's gone back into court on a motion for a new trial, and I'm confident he's going to get it and is going to be exonerated. One of the people that we were focusing on was actually exonerated in the middle of the series, while we were still putting it together to argue for his exoneration. He got exonerated, but we helped cast a lot of light on the fact the real killer was still out there, and subsequently they got the real killer. And the third case, although we had nothing to do with him, his death penalty being overturned, we did gather a lot of information in case they decide to retry him down there in Winona, Mississippi, for a seventh time. So based on that success, we got signed up for season two, where we're also looking at three homicides. The decedents are all women in two cases. They're actually a pregnant woman, and in another case, a woman and her very young child. Two of the defendants are women, and one of the defendants is a man. And we go through those cases using all the resources that are now available.
We're talking about Wrong Man, Season 2, Sundays 9 Eastern Pacific on Starz, the original true crime series that's having a real-world impact. You know, people have a tendency maybe to look at that and think of these cases as outliers, the system gone wrong. Is that the case, or is this more prevalent than we imagine?
Well, you know, in some ways it's both. There's not a high percentage of people in prison who are wrongfully convicted, but when you engage in mass incarceration, when you are literally putting millions and millions of people in prison, even a small percentage can yield a very, very high number. So there are many people in prison that are actually factually innocent of what they are accused of doing, what they were convicted of doing. And that's a byproduct of the process of incarcerating millions and millions of people. Happily, society is taking a different turn now. We're looking to de-incarcerate, and we're having another look at some of the cases about which we were so certain when they happened, and are increasingly coming to realize there is doubt there. I mean, let's face it, when you're dealing with murders, invariably the community in which they take place, they are upset. That community is outraged. There's a lot of pressure on local law enforcement to solve the case and make people feel safe, even if you're not actually making people safer because you got the wrong person. And under those circumstances, you know, it's very, very easy to make mistakes. It's not when people exercise their best judgment.
You know, you said something once in an interview that still resonates. You said you would think the most important goal would be accuracy. Let's get this right. And we think criminal justice system, that's the key. We need to get this right. And you said, no, it's not. It's finality. It's important to say justice has been done. And I think you were just addressing that. There is sort of maybe what a rush to judgment sometime because we want to wrap this case up.
Right, and there is very much a feeling in the judiciary in terms of the principles the criminal justice system is actually built on that, you know, eventually it's time to say enough, period, no more relooks, no more second chances, no more reexamination. Everybody just has to move on, and if we get the wrong person, that's just the price that we have to pay. But without a doubt, the people who say this is the price we have to pay, they are never, ever, ever, ever the people actually paying the price. The people who are actually paying the price are almost without exception poor and disproportionately black and brown.
About a minute or so left in the program. There are some areas that have like conviction review units to handle these cases. Do you see that happening more and more where there's maybe sort of at least an open mind to consider the evidence you're going to present?
Again, like all good lawyers, the answer is both yes and no.
Yes.
The yes part of it is when people are sincere about conviction integrity units or conviction review units, they properly staff them. They work transparently and collaboratively. They follow best practices and principles. Those units tend to work quite well. We see them in Brooklyn. We see one that's emerged in Philadelphia, certainly in Dallas, Texas, which is the pioneer. But other prosecutors decide to create conviction review units as the latest fashion. So they look progressive, they look interested in reexamining cases, but those units really function as conviction re-justification units. And we've seen a lot of that as well. Ultimately, as good as the prosecutors want to be, they are prosecutors at the end of the day, and it's important to involve defense attorneys and the courts in the system.
Well, and you've talked about the real investment in the guilt of the individual they've sentenced to prison or death. And when you think about it, if they're wrong, it reflects on them. At least they think that reflects on them. This is a fascinating series. Season 2 of Wrong Man will examine 3 new cases of potential wrongful conviction. With us, the lead investigator, Ron Kuby, renowned civil rights attorney. It airs on Starz, their original true crime series, Wrong Man, Sundays, 9 Eastern Pacific. Ron, excellent work with the series. We'll be watching Season 2. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.